thank you very much for the opportunity to participate in this. First, I'd like to say, how many of you are members of the International Seed Federation? Can you raise your hands? Okay, how many of you are members of the American Seed Trade Association? Well, you are members of the International Seed Federation, so all of you are part of the International Seed Federation as a member of American Seed Trade Association. So the International Seed Federation was a merger of two federations in 2002, and actually happened here in Chicago when we held the Congress here. It used to be the Federation of International Seedsmen, and we needed to change that because we're now seed people. And the Ansoncel Group was really the representation of the breeders in the global arena. And the merger of those two were important to come together on the issues of seed. If you look at the organization, it's really made up very similar to as you look at ASTA. It's really driven by the members, but not only the seed company members, the national seed associations, but also the suppliers and the supporters of seed. When you look at the International Seed Federation, we represent over 238 members out of 73 countries. This really is 96% of all international seed traded globally and represents over 7,500 companies. As we all know, the value of seed has gone up tremendously, not only in the value of it, but the contribution that it makes to human life. At the organization is set up very similar to ASTA. It's a member-driven organization, and it comes through our sections and our committees, up through our board of directors, but ultimately voted every year on issues at our General Assembly by all of our members. When we look at our mission is to facilitate the movement of seed and know-how on behalf of the global seed industry, from the organic to the biotechnology, from alfalfa to zucchini. All seed, including trees and shrubs, are important for us in the seed industry. Mobilizing the seed industry on issues that impact all of us is important for us to do. Currently, we have accomplished a lot of things and are working on a lot of things. Low-level presence in seed. How do we manage that so seed is not disrupted when it's moved from one country to the other country? New breeding technologies. Go forward and don't be disrupted by political organizations that don't want us to improve the seed and the importance that seed brings to people. It's also important that we inform our members of these issues because it's our members that have to speak to their governments. We can't do that at a global level, but we need to prepare national seed associations. We're very fortunate here at ASTA to have a great staff and team and memberships that involved in that, but you can imagine some countries don't have the resources and the knowledge, and so we have to participate together in dealing with those issues. It's also important that we recognize the intellectual property right issues, the phytosanitary issues that are necessary to move good quality seed around the world. And we have to be engaged in organizations like UPOF and OECD so that people do get our voice as seed people regarding these kind of issues. Promoting on behalf of all of its members the interest and image of seed, because seed is life, and it's important that we all recognize that. I'd like to just touch base on the last couple years of some of the activities that ASTA members have been involved in, the global industry, in actually advancement of the movement of seed. We had our Congress in Rio in 2012. We completed the revisions of our intellectual property right to make sure they're updated in the issues that affect seed today and in the future. We also completed the revision of the trade rules on behalf of the International Seed and their members so that there is a good way to do with arbitration and seed rules globally on behalf of our members. We established a standing committee on seed treatment, and we call that the SATCOM, which is Seed Applied Technologies, because it's important that that's not only done by the people that create those technologies and those treatments, but that it's engaged with seed people on the impact that it has regarding seed. And I'm very proud to say that we elected a vice president from Chile, and in Beijing, China, he will be the first president of the International Seed Trade Association, or International Seed Federation from South America. We have to continue to push that we're a global organization and thinking of the interests of the whole world. In 2013 in Greece, we worked on a paper and got it approved by the whole General Assembly on low-level presence so that countries can take these things to their governments and start to really understand the negative impact by having laws that don't recognize that we will have low-level presence, and we don't want people's seed to be disrupted at the borders regarding low-level presence of biotechnology. We also took a position on indirect seed health, making sure that we recognize the importance of thinking about diseases and issues regarding health on seed, and we talk the same language on those things. Sometimes one person will tell you what a disease is by a different name, and how do we uniform those kind of things so that we're all talking the same way so it doesn't disrupt the movement of seed. And then I would say a gentleman that that is our vice president now, second vice president. He actually was a corn breeder here in the United States. He ran seed businesses here in the United States. And now with Limagrain, he's responsible for the global vegetable business. So, again, I think a strong person that really understands the issues, the broad issues regarding seed from not only the breeders but the business standpoint. Last of what I'd like to say is we welcome you to come to Beijing, China. This will be the Congress that I hand over the presidency to, but if you've never been to China, this would be a great opportunity to experience China, but also experience the International Seed Federation's activities, and what better place, except for here in Chicago this week, to see the activities going on in the broad seed industry. I hope you get an opportunity to come to Beijing. If you don't, please make sure you recognize what American Seed Trade Association is doing on your behalf of the world movement of seed, and we really appreciate the opportunity for you to participate. Thank you very much.